Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Toller.
Well done, you found the Christmas edition of Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is HS2. Christmas is a bore.
Christmas has come. Spend all the savings on an iPad for your mom. Knock it down because we need a tree. Dance around it with the family. Let's watch the country dump a forest in the bin. Aren't you joining?
You're listening to Ramon Mammadly underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Because nothing says Christmas like a bit of Azerbaijani guitar music, perfect for weddings.
There you go.
That was HS2. They are a new... No, they're not. Get this right, Paul. I got notes here that make no sense. They got a new single out.
Right.
They are a three-piece rock act. They're describing themselves as, I'd say, close to punk and rock. From somewhere in England. I think they're in the West Midlands somewhere, I think, but I couldn't track them down, even via their own website, which is...
HS2band.com?
HS2.band. Oh, so close, Tony. And that's 8S and the numeric 2. HS2.band, making it, Paulie B and the internet, 1, Tony, nil, hill, hill. Which is quite no-ho-ho, but you know what I mean. So anyway, as far as Christmas goes, you know the deal with us. Most of the songs that we play, quite frankly, verge on being anti-Christmas. And this year is no exception. We've also got some jokes through from Jeff. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And Jeff has got some bonus Christmas jokes for us. Let's hear his thing. I'm so proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, open brackets, here's some Christmas bonus jokes, close brackets. Yeah. Can't afford Christmas this year as my new job only pays in cartoon strips. It's peanuts. Father Christmas isn't very attractive in sunshine, but he's dashing through the snow.
Nice.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, my lack of formal surgical training became very apparent. And he also says, Chris Pine is actually short for Christmas Pinecone. Jeff, P.S. I want to get a job on the panel of a baking show. Being overly judgmental while eating cake seems like something I'm made for.
Mm.
And I put at the bottom, well, there's a job going, Jeff. If you fancy it over in the UK, I'm sure you can be just as misogynist, touchy-feely, and say inappropriate things as both myself and Greg Wallace. But anyway, that's it for Jeff's jokes. If you think you can do as well as that, get in touch. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Three songs in a row now. And, yeah, look, it's Christmas. We play Christmas songs, but not the ones you're expecting. Stay tuned for Kittenhead, but first the Vibrators, Tony, who were actually going between from 1976 to 2022.
Oh, wow.
Pretty impressive. They've got a best of that came out earlier this year on Cherry Red, and this is a song that it hadn't escaped my attention, but I had forgotten about it. And every song this year, when I've seen something, I thought that'd be good for Christmas, I've saved it. So anyway, stay tuned for Kittenhead, as I say. What is The Vibrators website?
TheVibrators.com.
It is TheVibrators.com. Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Stay tuned for Kittenhead. This is I Hate Christmas.
Wound.
You're listening to The Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks, Steve. Such a great job on the bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kittenhead and Falala. They are, right, I've got to get this right here. They are in Oakland, California. Vintage five-piece with tech and special sauce. And the reason is that they're actually vintage. When you say vintage, they've been in rock and roll a long time with various people from various bands. They've got together. And as you say, they work this stuff out remotely and then add a bit of special sauce to it.
Lovely.
Like any of my special sauce, there is some available.
Right.
But it is an increasingly small portions.
Right.
What is Kittenhead's website?
Kittenhead.com.
It's kittenheadla.com. KittenheadLA.com. Making it poorly pronounced at 2-Tony-1. But it actually looks like someone from Liverpool has said it.
Mm.
It says Kittenheadla. KittenheadLA.com. Poorly pronounced at 2-Tony-1. That was Kittenhead. Balala. Find out more. Kittenheadla.com. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Well,
what you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment. Easiest way to reply to last week's show post. Just get a comment in there, we shall see it. Three comments this week. Andy Gost got in touch.
Egg Tolo.
And he says, have a good one. And thanks for all the plays and support you've given too.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you very much. Can't remember which band you're from. But
or label.
Or label. Could be a label actually, couldn't it? Yeah.
It's Andy. We've played his stuff.
More
info required, Andy.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. We're a bunch of wankers, aren't we? We can't even thank the people that bothered to wish us a Merry Christmas properly. I am sorry, Andy.
But Oot Vyans got in touch.
Oot Vyans, love them, man.
They say thanks. You see, I know who they are. They're a band. So
they haven't told us how to pronounce their name, have they?
Oot Vyans. Oot Vyans.
Which is what you're going with.
That's what I'm doing.
They appear to have moved from New York to Scandinavia via somewhere in the Amsterdam area.
That's right. Finally, Jeff got in touch.
Hey, Dolo, Jeff.
And he says, happy Yule. I love you guys, and that's not the Christmas rum talking. It's the tequila. Yeah. Seriously, though, you humble me with your brilliance. Tony with his musical skills and Paulie with his ability to make me laugh. Hope your Christmas is great. Well, that's a compliment from Jeff.
It's a compliment for you in that he's acknowledging your musical skills.
Yeah.
But he hasn't said, well done me for making everybody laugh.
Just him.
Just him. It's just Jeff. The only person I make laugh, apparently, is Jeff.
Maybe he's a particularly hard nut to crack.
I'd say completely the opposite, actually.
Well, fair enough.
In that I can make him laugh, whereas I fail with everyone else.
That's it then for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Apple.
And you know someone I'll never tire of, Tony.
What's that?
Captain Marbles.
Ah.
We haven't heard from him for ages. He's living down in the southwest now, I think. I don't think he's come back up this way. I think he's still down there in the southwest. And I got a brilliant email from him saying that he put together a Christmas song, so obviously we're playing it, but also he's back in the studio and he was in the process of, because he can never get this thing finished, remixing every single Scourge track, and one day we might get a best of. I've suggested he just bungs it all on Spotify and leaves it there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, we'll find out what happens next year. But anyway, this song is great, and it's yet another example of us picking songs that, you know, they're called Christmas something, but they're not really. I would liken this show to Bad Santa.
Right.
In that it's technically festive, but there's not a lot happens that's festive in it. I haven't got a website or anything for Captain Marbles, but as it's Christmas, I'm just going to give you the point.
Yay.
So if we get any, there's not even anything for the Scourge anymore. He's just things to stick at present. There'll be something there, I'm sure. It does make it Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 2, and this is Christmas Cash.
I've got the Poulet cooking up on the Indesit. It's been there since Tuesday. Shame I never turned it on. There's peas, sausage and tar, frozen sprouts, fresh from Blondie's. The chicken's butt still frozen through. Looks like this year is going to be trill.
Give me that Christmas cash.
I don't want any fruit or llama's cack.
Give me that Christmas cash.
I don't want nothing less than a bluey. The in-laws are in the house, munching their way through the buffet. They've done the lot, including me frazzles, and washed it down with some tartan. And my Dave's gate crash party. He's dancing naked to Mellencamp. He's doing a tango with me Nan. It's a shame she died last July.
Give me that Christmas cash.
I don't want any fruit or llama's cake.
Give me that Christmas cash.
I don't want nothing less than a bluey.
You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Captain Marbles, Christmas Cash. I'll say this properly. Captain Marbles, Christmas Cash. We've got no more information about that. I don't know where you can get it. I don't know when you can get it. At some point, you'll probably be able to get it. Maybe in time for next year. Who knows? Perhaps it could be a split A-side with one we got coming. Who knows? Anyway, great song. And Heg Tolo Marbles, I will be in touch soon. And thank you for continuing to listen to this show. He did say, I'll listen every week.
Oh, excellent.
He just hasn't been in touch, and why would he?
True.
Because I make anyone laugh, and you're too busy zoning out, playing guitar, pulling faces.
That's right.
As we'll probably find a bit more out about now. Did you do anything last week?
So we're up to Christmas, so finished off the Christmas shopping, which I'm still doing, of course. It's nearly Christmas Eve, of course, I'm still shopping. Work-wise, it was just a case of kicking shit into next year. As always, this is my last week of work. Everything just gets moved into January. I do nothing. I panic a lot and I run around a lot. And it turns January into a hell of a month. Did that. And then I played my final gig of the year.
Right.
To the Dark Horse in Moseley. And I pulled a lot of faces.
Fabulous venue. Parking's a challenge.
It's the logistics. I realise, like, you know, the more I moan about these gigs, it's the logistics of it. It's the drive, the parking, the stairs, because I know I've got to take that cab up those two flights of stairs, and that's why I've probably done my neck. I've done my neck in doing it. I enjoyed the gig. It's everything around the gig. But look into the gig. It was good. I enjoyed it. We played with lots of bands, but we ended up in a really good evening. We got there at a reasonable hour. We sat downstairs, had a nice chill out for an hour, had a big chat, went up, played the gig, went back downstairs, had a bit more of a chat, and went home. Lovely.
Good day, innit?
Enjoyed the night. Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
and I went with you. I had a great time, and I was back in time for Match of the Day too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That was it. How was your week?
Well, as well as doing that, and I did enjoy it very much, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Driving me there, I hope everyone else gave you a bit of petrol money. I think we know the answer to that one. I just want to tell you about a couple of things. One is, and I did mention this to you last night, but I watched Last of the Mohicans for the first time.
So you hadn't seen it before at all?
No, I hadn't seen it. So I thought, you know what? It's a bit of a classic. I'll watch it. Well, what a load of soft focus early 90s pants that was. There's one bit I loved, though. I told you, it's between 45 minutes and an hour in, depending on whether you're watching it with ads or not. And there's a bit when Daniel Day-Lewis's character, who is the last of the Mohicans, as opposed to the second to last of the Mohicans, which is the brilliant Gary Larson Farside cartoon that I have mentioned before, involves a line of Mohicans and the one who's sitting to the back turning around and waving at you. It's brilliant. But there's a bit in it, approaching the first hour, when Daniel Day-Lewis's character is surrounded by a few of his chums, and he gets a stick out and he draws something in the soil, you know, when they draw, and they normally draw, and there'll be a teepee and a buffalo and other people running about, and it's a bit of a map and it's explaining stuff, and he just draws a giant knob, right, and no one laughs. I don't know what he's supposed to be, but I burst out laughing, saying this is brilliant. It's up there with that line in Last of the Airbenders when one of them turns around to the other and says, oh, I didn't know you were a bender. It's up there. It's just a penis in the sand. He's drawn a penis in the sand. Watch it. It'll be on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure. I'm sure if you type in Last of the Mohicans, penis in the sand, or penis in the mud or whatever, I bet you find it. Very funny. Anyway, I also, very kindly from the council, because you know Nottingham City Council are really... they are just the spirit of Christmas. They sent me a letter that I got on Saturday saying that I had to challenge another parking ticket because I hadn't paid it. Well, I hadn't paid it because they told me not to.
Right.
They told me to wait until the thing comes through to challenge it. So I didn't it. And in the meantime, they've doubled the price of it. They've moved the goalposts, because last time the ticket came through, I could apply online. This time it has to be by post only, for no apparent reason, to an entirely different place, entirely different things. They're entirely making it up. And I am entirely going to write in the little box they give me to explain why I shouldn't be paying the parking ticket. You put this ticket on my car a month after you took the money for the permit and the day before the permit actually arrived. How can you justify making me wait a month to park my car outside my own house? This is an ongoing thing with three or four other parking tickets as well. So we'll see how that goes. But the thing is, I probably will end up paying it, but not until I've given them so much work to do that the money I give them will be less than they've had to spend on getting the ticket. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's the only way that I can do it. So I'm leaving it till the last minute to send it in. I've got up to 28 days. Then after that, they have to respond within 28 days. That's already March.
Right. Fair enough.
So, yeah, I'm just going to keep this thing going with them, because I'm not paying anything until they prove that it's my fault and not theirs that they didn't send me a permit in time. And until they prove that, I'm not paying a penny. So that's it. Merry Christmas, Council. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right then. Now we're going to play the only song of the whole show that is actually positive about Christmas. Because okay. Obviously it's a cover version. You'll know the original. Slade did it. Everyone gets the chance to shout, "It's Christmas!" But this is a version by the Foreskins, East End Oi Boys, via Cherry Red Records. I haven't got a website for the Foreskins. What's the Cherry Red website, Tony?
Cherryred.co.uk.
It is. You can see that I'm full of Christmas cheer with you, Honor. Tony 3, probably be on the internet too. Foreskins have got, I think it was their first two albums, I think, that they brought out that have been reissued by Cherry Red early this year. Why we got it? You find out more by going to cherryred.co.uk. In the meantime, this is the Foreskins, and I've got to say, a much better length. Merry Christmas, everybody. Listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Foreskins and their version of the classic Merry Christmas Everybody that you will have noticed they managed to get through in, I believe, 2 minutes 18 seconds.
Much better.
Far superior to the Slade one that bangs on and on for about 4 minutes, doesn't it?
It feels like it. No, no
really
idea.
It feels like years, doesn't it, the Slade one? Just won't finish. Yeah, we get it. Grandma says it's all shit. Now she's having a dance anyway. Just shout it's Christmas and fuck off.
It's all you need.
It is. I also forgot to say in the last bit, I'm thinking about Pablo Picasso last week.
Why is that?
He's not someone who always pops up. No. Anyway, I don't know whether I was watching a programme and there's a painting of him or something. But Pablo Picasso, now, is obviously, it's Spanish, right? And Pablo is Spanish for Paul, right?
Hmm.
So it follows that Pablo Picasso, Paul Picasso, but Picasso, we need to anglicise it, and the Spanish would say a lot of things the other way round. So whereas they would say, as they say Pablo Picasso, I'm reinventing myself as Pick-Ass Paulie.
Right.
Feel free to call me Pick-Ass at any point.
Pick-Ass.
That bloke knows I'm something of an artist. Yeah. I might specialise in the art that revolves around yellow friendship, but nevertheless, an artist. Right, now then, where are we now? What are we up to?
Gig guide.
gig guide. I put the wrong thing down. That's why I put down. But I've got me last week. No, I haven't. I am in the right place. I'm just a bell. It's gig guide. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's international gig guide.
La 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 balls.
I was gurning.
I bet you were. Like a good'un.
Yeah. Thanks for your gigs. Don't forget.
They got us falling, gurning Tony.
You email your gigs Tony at punkyradio.com. Want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play? Someone has been in touch. Rather than find one, or me talk about what I'm doing, I've actually got a proper gig. The Frenzy of Tongs have been in touch.
Egg Tolo Frenzy of Tongs. I love that band. And Nathan is threatening to send me a calendar.
Of course.
I've told him the postage is too much, but they got a new. He has a new calendar. He obviously looks dreamy on it. He's my favourite man, I think.
He says, Goopa Goopa, my gentleman. First, I want to comment on Paul's Dehydrated Leader movie. It had to be 1966 Adam West classic Batman the movie. The OG Penguin Prime Burgess Meredith is out to dehydrate the leaders of the United World Organization Security Council, consisting of ambassadors from Japan, the US, the USSR, Israel, France, Spain, West Germany, United Kingdom, and Nigeria. You see, if you kind of listened to that show, you'd realise we kind of did figure that out in the end.
Well, I wonder if the minute he heard me not know what it was, even though I'd only watched it the night before, because I'm a div, he started writing the email and then forgot to listen to the next bit. And by the time he sent the email, we'd moved on to something else.
Clearly, the second half of the show not quite as popular as the first half of the show.
Well, I was thinking about that. We'll maybe talk about that in the next section. Because I don't think I bother. I think I start losing it when we're recording the second half of the show. I think it starts off all right and then I fall apart. But yeah, it's nice to get the correct information, though. Thank you, Nathan.
And they say, now that important business is out of the way, let's move on to the gigs. We, the mighty rock and roll paladins that are the Frenzy of Tongs, have one last show of 2024. December 29th, Sunday, O'Brien's Pub in Alston, Massachusetts.
Oh, Brian. I hope that the lead singer, Brian, walks on stage and goes, great to be here. Oh, Brian.
Oh, Brian. Doors 8 p.m. 21 plus, and it's $10 at the door.
Also, and what time does everyone start sighing?
All the time.
When the Frenzy of Tongs walk on, and everyone in the crowd goes, Oh, Brian.
Also in the bill, Mile 57 and Brian Distoop and the Old Haunts.
Is that another Brian?
There's a lot of Brians and a lot of sighing going on.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, Brian. That's why it's O'Brien's. Of course it is.
Oh, Brian.
While I have you fellas on the blower, please allow me to also shamelessly shill my 2025 Hail Nathan calendar.
Love it.
12 steamy months of the Fat Tan Duke, the Lard-Ass Lothario, me.
He is a Lard-Ass and Lothario as well.
You can get them at hailnathan.com. And yes, Paulie, I have one for you.
How is Hail Nathan spelled?
That's HailNason.com.
HailNathan.com. Brilliant. Everyone deserves to have a Hail Nathan calendar.
And if they deserve it.
Terrific.
Fantastic.
They're absolutely terrific. And if you've got any workmen in and they're working in the kitchen, they'll treat you very differently than what you've got on your wall. I speak from experience there.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I wonder what January will be. Who knows? Find out at HailNathan.com.
Yeah, not wearing very much.
Well, yeah. There is that, of course. Oh, he was even naked in my video.
He's naked in my thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it there for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
La 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 la. O'Brien.
Good.
Yeah, I got a cough.
Oh.
Right.
Well, it is half past show.
It is, yeah. Corners of Sanctuary, Tony.
Okay.
Metalists all the way from Philadelphia. And they've brought out a Christmas song, and we've got hold of it. What is Corners of Sanctuary's website?
Cornersofsanctuary.com.
It is CORNERSOFSANCTUARY. Cornersofsanctuary.com. Tony Four, pulling it in the internet too, and this is Christmas Fairy Tale. still listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Corners of Sanctuary, a track called Christmas Fairy Tale. Find out more, cornersofsanctuary.com. And can I just say that bands like Planet Smashers, I think, really lend themselves to Christmas. I think it's real upbeat, bouncy, happy time, dancing music. And I don't know whether they ever did the Christmas song. Suppose I should find out. Can't be daft. Are you doing anything this week? Is anything going on?
Christmas.
Is it?
Christmas and all that. I think, yeah, so Christmas on at some point this week, and then I'll be going to my sister's, I think. Haven't even sorted that out yet, but it's 2 days' time. I'm sure she'll let me in. And then Friday I've got recording. We're back in the studio with the babies. Another 4 tracks being recorded. That's the
trigger. And as of last night, we have decided the first song we're playing in 2025 is a baby's track.
Yes.
I enjoyed watching Eli the other night.
I think that's it. Apart from that, so yeah, busy the next couple of days, and then after that, I am doing nothing, and it's going to be glorious. I just sat around in my pants, drinking something.
You just hang around in your pants, Tone. I got a song for that.
What are you doing this week?
What I've got down is Christmas with Mum, Forrest, eating telly.
Nice.
Now, I don't know who's eating the telly, but I suspect what I mean is, first of all, Christmas with Mum. I'm driving down to Mum's on Christmas Eve, which is when this show will be up. She's not letting me stay in her house, so I've got to book a hotel. It's a long story. I have a hotel in Letchworth. Lucky me, where I'll be staying. But I'll wake up on Christmas morning in a single bed in a hotel I don't like.
Right.
Because nothing says Christmas like waking up in a single bed on Christmas morning in a hotel you don't like. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. Spending the day with Mum, driving back Christmas night, when I shall imbibe, not particularly gracefully. Then Boxing Day, I'm doing what every decent Englishman does on Boxing Day, and that is either I'll be trying to buy a load of food and Christmas shit for next to nothing, ready for next year. And when I say that, I mean also Christmas puddings. They were already half price in Aldi. I got a 24-month matured Christmas pudding for a fiver today.
Oh.
Nice. I might go to the pub. You know, it's a bit of a Boxing Day tradition for me to go to the pub at some point. I will be watching Forest hopefully beat Spurs on Amazon Prime.
Oh, is it on Patel's Amazon? Is it? Oh, cool.
Yes, it is. Yeah, nice. Very excited about that. We're on a good run. They've just been stumped by Liverpool 6-3. Anything could happen. We don't normally do very well against them, but we are on a good run. Let's see what happens there. We are, of course, fourth at present. We are, at the moment, in line for Europe after yet another great result the weekend when we beat Brentford. Fuck Brentford. So I'll be doing that. And then I'll just be getting ready for the next show, I suppose, because the next show we do will be in time for New Year, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it will come out on New Year's Eve, won't it? I should imagine. Wow.
Oh, now does that mean I need to hold back the baby's one? No. Because we'll do it as one of the New Year. It'll just be up on New Year's Eve, won't it?
Yeah. I don't know. What are we doing? Are we doing what we normally do? We talked about this, didn't we?
We haven't got a between the walls plan because you haven't sent me anything.
No, did we say we're going to do it this weekend? I think
we maybe said we're going to do it this weekend. Yeah, so I'll just go back on it. Said.
Yeah. So next week. Yeah. So we'll, the baby's track will be the first one. Pop one back
next year. So next year will be our between the walls one when we pick our favourite songs for the last 6 months.
That's the fella. Yeah.
That's the one. That's what we'll do next week. Yeah. Which means I'll go into the new year with a backlog. At both ends.
Excellent. That's what you want.
It really is. All right, should we play 2 songs in a row?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, I strongly recommend that you stay tuned for Poorly Trained Reindeer and Eagle Spits. You are not going to be disappointed when you hear their Christmas number. But first, now, it's spelt Katie Kelly, but it's pronounced Katya Kelly.
Ooh.
And the Interruption. They are, right, I've got down here, New Jersey Lockdown Balls.
Right.
They got together in lockdown, and I don't think they're one of these bands that I don't think they kind of knew each other as such, and then they got together and they've ended up being a band. They've done a load of Christmas songs, and this is one of them. This is great. What is Catcher Kelly and the Interruptions website?
CatcherKelly.com?
It's Catcher Kelly and the Interruption.com.
Oh,
it's K-A-T-Y-E,
okay.
That's Catcher. Then Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y-E. And then and the Interruption.com. Making it Tony Four put it into three. Stay tuned for Poorly Trained Reindeer and Eagle Spits on a song you're gonna love. But this is Harold the Punk Rock Elf.
Red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Jog on, you nonce.
Bastard, just get your fucking reindeer off my roof. Actually, I wanna talk to you, tell you some untruths. What is this fucking bullshit? Some kids get no toys. You say it's cause of raping bad, it's another capitalist ploy. Kids who get sod all, it's always a bloody same. Coca-Cola on your ass, mate, you drive me insane. Santa, you're a wanker, you sold your fucking soul. You bring nothing for street kids, nor those on the dole.
Santa is a capitalist, a fat bastard too. He's called a reindeer, and he dislikes you. Never comes to my house, just flies overhead. Showing some goodwill, I don't want him dead.
Santa
bloody adverts trying to sell your crap. Aimed at children, you're heading for a slap. Krampus is more honest, he doesn't pretend. You are just a tosser, you ain't our friend. Creeping about at night, whilst the kiddies nap. It is just perverted, sitting on your lap. Well, Mr. Beardy, I'll tell you what I'd like. I would like world peace, justice and a bike.
Santa is a capitalist, a fat bastard too. He's called a reindeer and he dislikes you. Never comes to my house, just flies overhead. Showing some goodwill, I don't want him dead.
Oh no.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Poorly Trained Reindeer and Eagle Spits, and just one of my favourite ever Christmas songs there. Santa is a capitalist. And Eagle Spits, the man, I'm going to go out there and say the angry foghorn on lead vocals is just fantastic. A proper eights fucking Santa. Santa is a capitalist. It's brilliant. We don't have a website for Poorly Trained Reindeer and Eagle Spits, but we do have a website for Punk for the Homeless. This is, I imagine, a charity single. Nearly everything they do is to raise money for homeless kids. What is Punk for the Homeless's Bandcamp page?
punkforthehomeless.bandcamp.com.
It is, and it's the numeric 4, so it's P-U-N-K, then the number 4, then the homeless. .bandcamp.com, making it Tony 5 for the Internet 3. And also, I don't know whether you've seen the latest ad for, I think it's for Crisis, not Shelter, it's Crisis. The ones that help to rehouse and get homeless people going again.
Right.
What do you think the donation is they're asking for?
Tenner?
£29.80.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. What an odd figure. They want £29.80. That's quite a lot, isn't it? I mean, when I go past a guy who is homeless, I'll throw him a quid.
Right.
Or 150 or 2 quid or some change out of my pocket to help them out a bit. But, you know, I think £29.80 in a time when we keep being told that we're hard up and we haven't got any money, I think that's quite a stiff amount, isn't it, really?
It is for a suggested donation. It's like,
yeah,
you know, if you give more, then please do. Well, surely.
It's not precise.
Well, yeah.
It's not 30 quid, is it? It's like, we need £29.80, but we're going to come and get you and we're going to make you homeless ourselves.
That smacks of a focus group. So what number sounds better to you? £30, £29.99 or £29.80?
Fucking focus groups.
Fucking focus groups.
Fucking. Hey, well, at least we're in the right section to twat 'em. If I just add on focus groups to the end of whatever you do here. Do you have a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. Let's hear the thing.
Twat is a.
Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thank you, twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
And we're in a focus group.
And yeah, we'll run it through the usual groups and see which twat's the best and which one's the more appealing. This is about the demographics.
Yeah.
Well, no,
you said that with an air of resignation that suggested you've had these meetings.
No one listens to this half the show anyway, so it's fine.
No, I don't.
No.
I'd fall apart by now.
Gary Middleton got in touch.
Hey, hello, Gary.
Long time listener. He says, hey Tyler Turney, I was reading one of those lists of all the people who have died during the year. I noticed that a favourite actor from my childhood, Gudrun Ure, has died.
It's people they've heard of. Otherwise, yes. Just a list of everyone who's died this year.
That's a long read, isn't it? Wow.
They start at A.
Yeah. Gudrun Ure died in May. I checked back through the Punky archives after thoughts came to me and discovered I was right. Paul played the Supergrand theme tune on Punky a couple of weeks before her death.
We certainly did.
I can only conclude that Paul bringing Gudrun back to the universe's attention led to her death. Nothing to do with her being 98. Therefore, Paulie B for Punky Radio is a murdering twat.
Oh, crikey.
Alternatively, feel free to twat me because I fell behind a few weeks and missed the 1,000th episode of the show. And the chance to congratulate you at the time. Please accept my blade congratulations and keep the show going as long as you can. You might both talk a lot of bollocks, but it's our bollocks and we'd be lost without you. And that's from Gary. Thank you so much, Gary.
It's Christmas. I think I'm probably deserving of a festive twatting.
Well, we wouldn't know the flagpole so it flies. It's a little bit harsh.
I play a song and next week they die, you know.
She did, though.
But don't now. I'd have played a lot more fucking... What's his name? I'd have played a lot more Peter Andre if I thought that might happen.
The facts are the facts, and we played them, and she died. That's all we can say, really. Already.
Why is Paul insisting on playing U2 every week?
Whilst he checks the obits.
Yeah. How many people are in Snow Patrol?
Too fucking many.
But how many?
I don't know, four, five, something like that.
I have to play five Snow Patrol songs in a row.
Weird, you know. It's worth trying it.
Yeah, you can twat me whenever you like.
All right, so for bringing the Gudrun Ure's existence to the attention of the universe and leading to her death, Paulie B from Punky Radio
is a
murdering twat.
In a focus group. Murdering twat. I didn't want to just be a twat. I want to be a murdering twat. Go on, do it again.
Paulie B from Punky Radio is a
murdering twat. There we go. Stick that in your fucking focus group.
There you go.
Right then. Let's do the thing again.
Yep.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Donnies.
Donnies.
One last track this week. This is The Decline. They are punk rock heroes from Perth, Tony. What is The Decline's Bandcamp page?
TheDecline.bandcamp.com.
TheDeclineMusic.bandcamp.com. Make it pull it instead. Four, Tony, five end up being pretty close. But the gift is yours.
Thank you.
For this week at least. TheDeclineMusic.bandcamp.com. And another great Christmas song. This one's brilliant. This was just called I Never Cared About Christmas.
Creek at midnight, being the Satanist, you knew the one with all. call this a holiday?
Oh, hey. In a cabin down by a canyon.
That's about the size of it for this Christmas special. That was The Decline, I Never Cared About Christmas. Find out more, thedeclinemusic.bandcamp.com. Before we go into me asking you about other ways people listen to the show, during that tune, I actually wrote a little song myself. It's about me. Can I sing it?
Sure.
Brilliant. It's called Pick Ass Paul. Ooh, right? Yeah. I've been working on it for nearly 45 seconds.
Cool.
And it goes... Pick ass Paul, pick ass Paul, he's gonna get a calendar from Nathan. Pick ass Paul, pick ass Paul, he's the murderer of Super Gran. Yeah,
that's nice.
That's me, yeah. I'm pick ass Paul. I killed Super Gran. I'm getting a t-shirt done. You know those I shot JR?
Yeah.
Maybe as well. I'm gonna go, I murdered Super Gran. So anyway. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show that maybe haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkrage.com. Latest shows on the front page. Do check it out. You can find us on various stations like padunkrage.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you are down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify
app in the podcast section. Also, Amazon. Amazon Music in their podcast thing. And if you get yourself one of them Alexas for Christmas, why don't you like break her in with the Punky Radio skill for Alexa Go Skill Store? Search Punky Radio and download it. It's free. I'm sure she'll be pleased for that. You know, impress your parents. Say, oh, look, I've taught Alexa something new.
Oh,
there you go.
And we finish on an extremely poignant note. Let's raise our glasses to absent friends. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu. Apu.
Budger gun! Budger gun, yeah! Shame on
it. It's like motherfucking Christmas up in here! Ho, ho, ho!